Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're going to talk about how dogs can unite a family. That shared love for a dog can bond a family that needs a little help in that area, or just continue to keep the bond strong. I love our first story today from Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Hilarious Heroic Human Dog. It's by Esther Yilmaz, who tells us how her dog Floyd bonded her family, including her ex-husband, in a big way during the pandemic. So Esther and her ex shared custody of their son, Denny, and Floyd was accustomed to sitting in the car and watching his young human get out of his father's black Volkswagen to rejoin his mother and dog. But one day, early in the pandemic, Esther said to her husband that it seemed like it would be safer if Denny just stayed with her and her new husband. Her ex reluctantly agreed that it was for the best and told Denny that they would video call each other every day. So now Esther had a 10-year-old boy to amuse 100% of the time, and he wouldn't have school or swim team or visits with friends. She decided to take Denny on a hike every morning along with Floyd the dog. It took a few weeks for Denny to get into the daily hiking rain or shine, but by the third week he was saying that he loved his new life and he loved the fact that he got to hang out with the dog instead of going to school. But Esther knew this wasn't all good. Her son needed to see his father. So she suggested that Denny invite his dad to join them on their morning hikes. Denny's dad didn't love hiking or dogs, but he loved his son. So he appeared the next day in jeans and white Adidas, not exactly hiking gear. No matter, though, as father and son set off chatting the whole way, it became a regular routine. And Esther's new husband and her ex's new wife started joining the hike too, along with Denny's stepbrother. Now there were six of them hiking with the dog. Esther says hiking with Floyd became a way to socialize and bond for both families. Patricia Hope has another story about bonding around a dog, a mutt that followed her husband home one day. Now, Patricia and her husband Chuck were going through a rough time when this happened. They had just bought a new house, and then Patricia lost her job a month later. They seemed to be arguing all the time, and two of their three grown sons were going through divorces. So Patricia thought that the last thing she needed in her life was a stray dog, especially since she didn't even like dogs. The dog stayed, though, and they called him Zeke, and Patricia found another job. And when she came home, that dog would bound up the stairs to greet her. She would take him out and then feed him and occasionally pat him on the head, but she did little else to encourage him. Nevertheless, he acted as though she was his best friend. Before Patricia knew it, she looked forward to seeing the dog. She took him on longer walks. They put in a doggy door for him and fenced off part of the yard so he could go in and out. And he kept Patricia company when Chuck was away on business. Patricia says Zeke was so much a part of the family that hardly anything went on that didn't include him. He not only filled a void in my life, but helped me to move past the heartbreak of losing my job, dealing with the pain my children were experiencing, and feeling sorry for myself. I found joy in my life again and a new capacity to care about things other than myself. I became not only tolerant of animals, but found I was more tolerant of people. She and Chuck rebuilt their relationship too. And after 36 years of marriage, they renewed their wedding vows. Unfortunately, Zeke got out one day and was hit by a car. Patricia says, "As I dealt with Zeke's death, I found peace when I realized that he had come into my life for a reason. Now I share my home with two dogs, one a stray I saved for near death. But more importantly, I share a closer bond with my husband, children, grandchildren, and friends." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my hilarious, heroic human dog. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the fun topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. And I'd like to tell you something about how we use the proceeds from this book. Like our previous four pairs of cat and dog books, royalties from this book go to American Humane to help them with the amazing work they do for dogs and cats in terms of shelters, protecting pets during natural disasters and on movie sets and zoos and in humane farming. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just head to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is at Amy Newmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Forgiveness Fix, about how it's never too late to apologize and use the power of forgiveness to change your life, which is a great reminder for the new year.